Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Righto, Tristan, make sense of this one. It's Friday night at Leichhardt, so there's a factor. Brent Naden is not a Bulldog. He's now a Tiger, so he's potentially included. He's just been named. We don't know. Tyrone Peachy back to the bench. We don't know whether Manu Brown is coming back into this. Luke Garner comes back into the back row, so it looks like Gildart will be out in the centres. Kelma Tuolungi dropping back to the bench. There's all sorts of reports out of the Bulldogs, not just the fact they'll have a new coach or interim coach in Mick Potter. As someone, a mate of mine, says, they're all interim coaches, the way things are these days. Matt Burton, Josh Adokar, Luke Thompson, all with flu. They were sent home from training. Raymond Faitala Mariner named on the bench as well. And Jacob Kiraz, who is a really one game, and he really impressed in that game against the Broncos. He's named in the extended bench as well. So, Tristan, over to you and the traders to sort out a price in this one.
This has been a very fun game to trade. We opened the market at 1.5, Tigers slight favourites. It's now $1.60, the Tigers, $2.35, the Bulldogs, Lions 3.5. It's moved hard towards the Tigers' way, obviously, predominantly on the back of the Bulldogs players that are out with the flu. You know, maybe it gives them enough time to get back for Friday. Who knows? 185, 195, 38 points the totals there. We've also got no Brooks, so it's a look into the future potentially for the Tigers with Jock Madden coming into that side. So a lot of storylines here. The common trend is that we all know teams are supposed to lift when a coach gets moved on. So there's so many different storylines. It's been very, very hard to price this market effectively.
Well, firstly, let's deal with that team list. If this is not one of the best smoke and mirrors, I'll give up. I'm sure that team that's named for the Bulldogs plays. So I can't believe you can get 3.5. I mean, just give Tristan a ring, get on the phone, get online and get on the plus 3.5. It's an absolute gift. Talking about the last 13 coaches that were sacked, the teams the following week only 4-1. So the record's not flash. Everybody used to expect that there was a bounce back. I expect that there will be a bit of a bounce back here, but they just get the right game, the right opponent in Sydney, the right week this week. The Tigers are absolutely decimated with injuries, and they've been up and down with injury outs for the last 6 weeks. This is their worst week. You know, they've got Brooks, Dewey, Laurie, Simpkin, Nofaluma, Roberts, Talal. I mean, it's anywhere between 8 to 10 outs of that team. It is the weakest side, unfortunately. They've fielded all season and have had lots of issues with that. They play at Leichhardt. The Bulldogs have just got to have a bit of a freshen up, a game of touch footy today, another little walkthrough tomorrow, get on a bus Friday afternoon, go into Leichhardt across town. You know, the coach will say, guys, the bar's on me tonight if we can have a good result. I just can't see how the Bulldogs are not in this game up to their ears because of the team that they play on the right week. I think the Bulldogs win, and, geez, I just think 3.5 is an absolute gift.
Jared, what if 5, 6, and 8, Adokar, Burton and Thompson are out?
Yeah, no doubt that changes it, Jimmy, but I just, given what's been named and my expectation what will happen in the Friday, if, you know, if they lost all three, okay, well, then we're probably at maybe minus 4.5. But, gee, the Tigers have still got to put it together, Jimmy. And it's not a great lineup. It's not a good lineup.
Just on that, I don't know whether it's coincidental or not, but I've had a lot of experience with coaches getting sacked when I've been playing in their side. So, Russell Fairfax in 1990, Mark Murray in 1994, Steve Martin in 1998, and then John Harvey in 2000. So, this will be interesting how the players respond. The thing about it is, I think Trent Barrett was really popular. It just wasn't working for him. You know, that's so. You're not going to see that release from the players that you can talk about. But in a squad that's not deep anyway, for the Tigers to lose so many players. I think that's a real concern for them. Gus Gould said on Tuesday, here, put that side in. That's a side from last week, and we'll just go with that. I don't know whether Mick Potter can have an influence on the manner in which they play. whether, you know, Gus Gould says, look, get out there and enjoy yourself, boys. Play whatever. Just play tough. You know, do yourselves and do your team proud, which is, you sort of get the sense of it. I'm with you, Jared. I like the +3.5 for the Bulldogs, but beyond that, it's one you've got to watch. I know that. But beyond that, very hard to tip.